What do you call the thing that both the horses, if you had two horses, they'd both be hitched to it, keep them together? Well, suppose you were driving along and you were wagon with a load of wood or something, what would you say you were doing to the wood?
Hauling.
Suppose you tied something to the back of your wagon and were pulling along, what would you say you were doing to it?
Well, I'd say I was pulling whatever I had hanging behind it, but tied onto it.
What about if you were...
And if you had an automobile and pulled another one, now you say you were towing it.
What about, something heavy was in your way, so you couldn't pick it up, and you maybe tied a rope to it and pulled it? What would you say you're doing about it?
Well, the only thing you could say is you were pulling that object out of your way and moving.
Y'all ever, what was the first time you did when you were getting ready to plant a field?
Well, you plowed. Cleared.
Did you have anything to break up the ground even more than a plow?
Well, the extent of the farming that we were doing was done with a plow. Mm. But they had harrows and rakes and cutters and that kind of thing to break up the soil, flutter and that kind of thing. Mm.
What'd you call the thing the wagon wheels fit onto?
The axle.
What do you, if you're going to cut a log, chop a log, you put down something before you cut it?
Well, generally you put another piece of log under it.
What would you call something you use? Maybe you'd make a table out of it for maybe a church supper or something. Something for... Suppose you were sawing a log.
Well, you could say you were sawing it or you were cutting it.
Suppose you had a board. What would you put the board on so you'd have a place to cut it?
Well, in my business, we put boards on what we call sawhorses.
So, does your wife ever use something besides a comb when she fixes her hair?
Oh, yeah.
What do you call it?
Comb? Brush?
If she uses that brush,
brush her hair.
Do you ever have a straight razor?
Yeah.
What'd you sharpen it on?
Sharpen it on emery stone.
Do you ever have
a razor strap? Mm-hmm. Strap. Most of them call it a strap.
Yeah. Do you use soap?
Yeah. But by the time I started shaving, we had safety razors. I didn't get much experience with a straight razor.
What about, did you ever have a gun when you were
old? Yeah, we always had one.
Hmm. What do you call the thing you put in a gun?
Shell.
What about if it were?
Cartridge.
Yeah, that's what I said. Did you have a rifle when you were young? Did you have a shotgun?
Yeah, I had a .22 single shot rifle.
Hmm. What do you call the things at the playground that children sit on and go up and down?
Seesaw.
Yeah. What do you call a timber plank that's, fixed at both ends that children used to jump up and down on?
Oh, that was a jumping board.
Mm-hmm. What about the thing people used to spin around on?
Oh, that merry-go-round.
What about if it were homemade, maybe? Instead of being fancy. Was there any other thing you talked about?
Well, it could be, but I've forgotten the name for those things.
What would you, say somebody were out there on a seesaw going up and down, you'd say?
Jogging.
Or,
jogging board. Mm. You used to call them jogging boards, too.
What do you call the things? You have two ropes coming down from a tree limb and a set
swing.
Did you ever do that much, Sean?
Yeah, we used to have swing around all the time.
What would you say you were doing if you were doing it?
Swinging.
Say you burn coal back at the office?
Yes, we burn coal and wood and mower.
Do you have anything special to carry your coal with?
Coal bucket.
What do you call the thing that came out of the top of the stove?
Flue.